number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Nobody wants to be forgotten. The Wounded Warriors Project strives to make sure that never happens.
The veterans return from war different than when they left. And for many of them, life simply isn't the same. The pain of war is everlasting, and many veterans need our help. The Wounded Warriors Project seeks to offer the help they need in order to persevere. Every donation goes to help us provide the support to veterans in need. The greatest casualty is being forgotten. Don't let your veterans be forgotten.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 22nd, check out the women's lacrosse game versus Plattsburgh at Red Dragon Field happening at 4 p.m. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 24th, the Art Gallery is hosting their event, Artletics, which will include a live painting competition with artists painting still-life live models based off of athletics. Painting will occur from 1 to 4 p.m. with snacks and refreshments from 12:30 to 1 and from 4 to 5. Anonymous voting will occur from 2 to 5 p.m. and this event will be held in the Fine Arts Interior Courtyard or Open Space Gallery, depending on the weather. Also on Friday, the women's softball team will be playing Canton at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. And also at 3 p.m., the men's baseball team will be playing Cortland at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Saturday, April 25th, the softball team is playing again, this time against Oswego at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 12 p.m. Also playing at 12 p.m., the men's baseball team plays Cortland again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And at 1 p.m., the men's lacrosse team plays Canton at the Red Dragon Field. And on Sunday, April 26th, join WONY for our annual WONY Island event. See bands perform from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in M201 Fine Arts. Dress for our island theme and bring your friends to enjoy some awesome music for free. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Town. The boys are back in town. It's at the top of the hour, almost the top of the hour, on WONY FM Oneonta. I'm Gene Falk, along with Joel Frank.
Joel Frank.
Yeah.
This is a real treat to get to do a show with you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Please. We had a little bit of technical difficulty here, and I'll explain that in a couple of moments.
Okay. I'm hearing an echo.
You should.
I should. Okay. Very good. And so we opened the show pretty much every year since 2012, which the boys in Back in Town, the makeup of the boys has been different. Yeah. This year it's Gene and Joel. It's not double J, it's G and J. But we do miss the rest of our boys. Neil, an honorary boy also. Honorary boy, who's joined us for a number of years. But we do miss Marshall and Kevin and Jeff. And we've had Joe Moss here and we've had some other folks. But mostly it's been Marshall and Kevin and Mike.
Yeah.
And the tradition continues.
Well, I am going to be forever thankful to Marshall Corey, for reconnecting with me and also reconnecting me to WONY and having me come up a number of years ago. And, you know, it's been great. We were talking before coming into the studio. I felt a little bit funny about, you know, playing the boys are Back in Town, but you said it was okay.
Of course it's okay.
It's okay. And, you know, I hope that, you know, in somewhere in the near future, we do have, you know, Marshall Corey, Mike Kelly, Jeff Lewis, Kevin Wood, and the two of us again.
And the two of us again.
You know, back here in the studio.
And others.
And others, yeah, whoever, you know, would like to join us. Be great to have Joe Moss back on WONY. Be really a treat, you know, to hear him back on this station.
Well,
Before you guys, can I say one little thing to you guys?
Please, go ahead. Yeah.
Do you know, Gene, I don't know if you know this, but Boys Are Back is the official opening song for Alumni Weekend.
Okay.
Never knew that.
Yeah, for the past 45 years, it's the first song always played on Alumni Weekend.
God, I thought we were the trendsetters.
No, Kim played it. Kim was the first person on the air yesterday at 11 o'clock, and that's what he opened with, like he always does.
And the boys is just a term. It's a gender-neutral term.
Yeah, it's a gender-neutral term. I got in trouble a number of years ago because of that. So.
When they have a song, the DJs are back in town, then we'll be good.
Yeah, it's the boys are back.
It's the boys are back. Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy. But it's a great weekend for us to come to reminisce. And as I always like to say, everybody should have an activity where they feel like they're 20 again. And you're sitting at the mic, and I'm seeing my old GM sitting there. And it's like a day hasn't even passed.
And Gene, you know what's funny is we've said this, you and I have said this before. I became friends with everybody. Joel and I have been friends for 46 years since we started the reunions, basically. They started back in 80, as everyone knows, and I don't even remember. I don't even remember who my friends were from college versus my friends are from the reunion. Isn't that funny?
And I'm still one of the few people who knew all the names of your animals. What was the animal?
My ferrets?
Your ferrets, yes.
Oh, my God.
I would do anything to schmooze this guy up to get a good show.
And I was a jerk, but that's besides the point.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we're glad to be here.
And you sound terrific. Afternoon. It's wonderful that you're back. Thank you so much for coming up from Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you, Marshall, for getting Gene back.
That's right.
And thank you, Marshall, for being in the window that fall day in 1978 when we first met each other and continued wonderful friendship till today.
Yeah. Well, you know, last time I was here at the board was different.
The board was the one hanging out.
Yeah,
it's decorative now.
It's a museum piece, maybe like me. I don't know. But it's, you know, it's hanging out there. There were turntables to my right. We had vinyl. This is going to be a little bit different for me. But I am going to give this a shot. And we have Lucas here, he's going to give me a hand. Next up, Joe Cocker with a little help from my friends, because I need that.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how? Certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like mine. Oh,
Joe Cocker, with a little help from my friends. And my friends here, Joel Frank, Neil Freeman, and we have...
Lucas.
Lucas here.
We have Lucas.
Yeah.
Is this on?
So, you know, we were talking. You were saying the help, you know, from your friends now.
Yeah.
But we didn't ever do this by ourselves. No. Even back in the day. We had a great friendship, fellowship. We were talking about the different general managers that we had. Yeah. We had a robust club there. I remember, you know, WONI meetings where there were 30, 40, 50 people.
Yeah.
The first show that I did was the spring of 79, and I was lucky to get one at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was exciting. Now you can't even do a show after 10 at night because the building is closed. Yeah, we were lucky because we would just go to the safety office and they would let us in.
Yeah, yeah. We were down in Alumni Hall.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I always said WONY was a great radio station when I walked into the door, and was on all the time. It was heard all through the campus. I may still be having technical difficulties here.
This one won't happen.
And
don't mind me.
Yeah, I'm not going to mind. please don't mind me. It was the greatest.
So we just found, we've been talking, and really, we've really talked about very little else since I saw you first about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
About our friend Marshall Corey.
Mm-hmm.
He's listening.
He's right listening now. Right now.
All right, awesome.
He's listening right now. And I wonder if Marshall wants to give us a call. What do you think?
That would be great.
I'm going to text Marshall how he can get in touch with us. And if he's able to, maybe during one of the next set breaks, we can get him on the air. And that would be just really good fun.
I agree.
So, with a little help from our friends, we're still, and I think the older we get, the more help from our friends we need.
We
treasure.
Yes.
And we treasure.
Yes, yes.
And also the medical help we need.
And the medical help.
I forget that part.
Especially friends that are attorneys.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll go back to music for a few minutes. We have up next, we have the Talking Heads. This is WONY-FM.
What is 4-3?
Thor Marshall's number? Thank you.
And good afternoon again, Alumni Weekend here at WONY. And, I mean, at least for me, it would not be Alumni Weekend at WONY if I didn't hear from Marshall Corey.
Me neither.
And Marshall is patched through. He's called. Hey, Marshall, how you doing?
Hey. Hi, guys. You guys sound great.
Hey, Marshall.
That's Neil.
Hey, Neil, great to hear you. Hello to everybody. I'm missing you guys. Missing Wony, missing Oneonta.
We miss you a lot, my boy.
Thanks, yeah. I'm on the Cross Island Parkway.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
it's raining, a lot of traffic. And
if you take a northern detour and you go really fast, you can get here before the end of the show at 7.
And I'll tell you, or you could be up here on the Warren Anderson Expressway.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up Renee, and I could either go to the left, pick her up, or I go to Throgs Neck and see you guys.
I think you better go to the left and pick her up. I just, for my...
Yeah, maybe.
From a self-preservation point of view, I think that's the best thing to do. So.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you guys having fun up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course. The only downside is we don't get to see and then give you a big hug while you're here, too.
Yeah.
But we'll see you soon enough. Yeah. And in real life, IRL, we say. Hopefully, we'll see you IRL. And
say happy birthday to the big guy. Remember, today's his birthday.
He already did.
Okay, good. I'm sorry.
Happy birthday. What are you? 46?
Yeah, a little bit more.
By the way, just to give you some info. I hope point-to-point info is okay. But that Woody and Donna got engaged yesterday officially.
My gosh, wow, Mazel Tov. I'm really happy to hear that.
He pulled over to the side of the road and took a ring out and proposed on the way to Oneonta.
It doesn't seem
the Overlook. Oh, he sort of alluded to something special happening at the Overlook. I read his Facebook post.
That's exactly where he did it, the Overlook.
Yeah,
on Route 23, on Route 28. Yeah.
It is just a terrific day to have that. I've been overwhelmed with all the birthday love that I've been getting, and I got this picture of a woman's hand with a ring on it, and I said, why is Donna sending me that? I just couldn't think of it, and I didn't get the memo, apparently. And, you know, just a couple bangs over the head, and I got it, though. It's very exciting. Yeah.
To those of us that are listening out there, Woody Kaplan is one of the premier alumni.
And your successor.
My successor. But then Woody and Don have been together about 3 years, and everyone from the day they met said, hopefully someday, and looks like that someday is coming to fruition. So we're all very, very happy for him.
I'm happy for Donathan.
Here's a suggestion that I'm going to get off, but I think that Neil should officiate.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And,
yeah, I can see that.
Or Gene. They're both former GMs.
My son Ben actually got ordained online so he can do weddings, and he's done weddings. So.
And we've met him.
Yeah, he's done weddings. So
it's your turn, Neil. I'm not kidding. And love listening to you guys. Love you guys. Enjoy owning out there. Play some music, and I'm not going to waste any more of your time. But have fun.
Oh man,
what a treat! What a treat, Marshall. So glad you can join us, and just have a wonderful, wonderful visit.
I will.
All right, pal.
Appreciate that.
Be good.
Okay. All right.
Love you, kiddo. Bye-bye.
Take care, Marshall.
So getting back to the music we were talking about, and I think we both fell into thinking about, and every year when I come up, I think about the different music and lots of music that I enjoy, and we've talked about different music. And I seem to go back to the music that I listened to when I was here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you just played the Talking Heads, right?
Yeah.
And I remember getting more songs about buildings and food and having friends come over and jump on the bed and play it when I wasn't home and listen to it and Talking Heads 77 before we came here. That was a really original kind of band. One of the first bands like Blondie that came out of that CBGBs and that independent new wave, whatever, punk, whatever they wanted, whatever name they wanted to give it.
Yeah.
It was a unique sound, and we're just really happy for the Rhode Island School of Art for what they produced with David Byrne and his group. And there was also the side bands that started, right?
And we're going to hear a song from one of the side bands.
So we had, I think it was Chris Franz and Tina Weymouth and a bunch of other folks that came out. And this was the rage. I don't think they did anything after this. I don't recall. But boy, did we, and those were the days when we actually would play records to the point where they become unplayable.
Yeah, yeah.
Wore them out.
Where the grooves were worn out.
The grooves were worn out. And this was one of those I think we used to do. And any time we went out to the Oak or some other kind of place, we would hear this music out and the radio folks would play it. But you remember?
The Tom Tom Club.
Tom Tom Club.
I think I saw the Tom Tom Club sometime in the early 80s at a street festival in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
They played, they were one of the acts there. Along with, I think it was Pat Benatar.
Boy, it's really funny, the four-year difference between you guys and me.
Yeah.
The music is totally different. It's really very funny.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it changed while we were up here. I mean, I think, and we'll get to the Grateful Dead later. Of course, we have to get to the Grateful Dead later.
Well, I know your whole group.
At least a song or two. And some memories, because this was a... This was quite a year, losing Bob Weir.
That, right. Well, we lost three in pretty quick succession, and we'll talk about that. And we sort of transitioned to newer music, and New Wave was part of the newer music.
And college radio was the point.
Yes.
For that.
Yes.
So, and we were talking about music directors, program directors. There was a lot of energy that went into getting the new music, the record library, the new music, and sorting through it. It was an exciting time.
It was a very exciting time. And
it was genius, wasn't it?
It really was. And I do remember sort of the transition, and it wasn't an easy transition for some of us, including me. You know, to sort of break away from what we had heard on FM radio while we were. While we were, say, in high school, we all came up here and from, let's say, downstate, Long Island,
New York
City area, and great radio stations like WNEW,
WLIR,
original WLIR,
WBAB,
and we came up here, and played the staples of FM radio of the 1970s. Sort of before New Wave, but then we made the transition, to playing a combination and, emphasizing bands like the Talking Heads, the Police, U2 was a new band at that time. And, I the first year I was back here for a reunion, Mike Kelly, also, one of the boys, reminded me of the new music rack and how we very much encouraged DJs to pull music from the new music rack. And one of those bands was U2 at the time. And, of course, we all know what they sort of went
on
to.
We'll talk a little later when we get another guest speaker, a guest on the show, hopefully Arnie Solomon.
Yeah.
I traveled with him to Europe, and one of the first places we stayed in was a hostel in Dublin. And the night that we were there, U2, who were from Dublin, were playing a sold-out Croke. It was a soccer stadium, and had no idea because they were a new band. Yeah. And boy, that would have been a great show to see. No way we were going to get tickets.
Yeah,
but it was an exciting time.
It really was. So we're going to continue now on. This is the Tom Tom Club. Chris Franz, Tina Weymouth. They're actually married.
Yes.
From the Talking Heads, but also in their own right, the Tom Tom Club here on WONY FM.
My life in gold.
That's the English beat, I confess.
Ska, ska.
Ska, ska.
That was very popular. We had the Specials. They got a lot of airplay. The English beat got a lot of airplay, not to be confused with the beat, because there was the beat and the English beat.
Yeah.
Very original names they came up with back then. And they, I don't know how he sorted it out, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was always something that I played and just had such a good feeling about. Love that music can just take you to a place, to an emotional place that is just, it could be sad, it could be happy, it could be joyous, inspiring, energetic. That was energetic.
That was energetic, yeah.
I always loved listening to that.
Awesome stuff.
Don't listen to it much anymore, but taking you back.
Yeah.
It's, just remember back in Alumni Hall and, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Reminiscing.
We are, and we're going to go back a little bit further now, back into the 70s, and Bruce Springsteen. And while it's going back in time, I mean, it's quite current. I mean, he is touring.
He's touring. We saw him in Syracuse a year or two ago, and I remember my wife, who we've shared, we got introduced because someone said, I know you like the Grateful Dead, and she likes the Grateful Dead, and you probably like each other. Anyway, she never liked Bruce Springsteen. Oh. And honestly, I listened to Bruce Springsteen first at Carrie Hart's house in East Meadow, and he played me Springsteen for the first time. Those, him and Marty Cohen, they were crazy about Springsteen. I didn't get him then. And it was only until really after college where I saw him perform live at SPAC, maybe 83 or something like that. And I just was dazzled.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I said, he's coming to Syracuse. We're going to see him. And boy, is she happy we did.
Yeah.
One of the greatest shows.
Yeah, we saw him, it was a little more than a year ago, down in Washington at Nats Park. It was one of the concerts that was was delayed about a year because the because various bandmates, you know, and I think
Clarence was ill or
no when some of the other members, this is just a year ago.
Okay,
it's you know, well past Clarence's time. Unfortunately.
Jake is playing his nephew.
He is
wonderful.
It's really wonderful. And he's on tour now. He was just in New Jersey, I think.
He was in Florida too this week. Sunrise.
And he's in the New York area.
Yep, he's all over the place. I think he has a jet that he uses.
Yes, I think so.
He didn't. I don't think he had the jet. They were probably still using the Buick Estate station wagon when they came up here and played in Oneonta.
I heard about that.
And I want to give away because we're going to have a trivia event later on. But
yeah.
I think one of the questions might be, who's the only person to have walked out of a Bruce Springsteen concert? Is that one of the questions?
I refuse to deny confirm or deny that.
So we're not going to give it away tonight, but we're ringers for the answer.
So I think, yeah, we know the answer.
Yes. He's the second oldest person who's here this week.
Okay. Okay. You're right.
But yeah, that was Springsteen when he came here was pretty awesome. Although it was, I think I can safely say it was the least attended of any of his concerts that he had.
And what year was that? That
77, maybe?
No,
even earlier. 75.
75.
75.
Yeah, it had to be before we got here.
So it was
before we got here.
It was well before you kids got here. You
know? Jerry Garcia was here before we got here.
That's right.
We missed lots of people.
We did.
You missed Jim Croce.
And we missed Dave Mason, who actually I had something to do with booking, if I recall. I was on concert committee, and I do remember that he canceled. So there were a lot of people who were supposed to come here that didn't.
There were a few people who were supposed to come here that did cancel.
Yeah.
I remember we were just sort of back in ska new wave. The Go-Go's were supposed to come here.
And
canceled.
I don't remember. That was during our time?
It was during our time. Yeah.
I don't have a recollection of that. I don't know why.
That had to be 1981.
It's interesting. I don't.
Okay.
Something.
Anyway, we will now get to Bruce Springsteen. This is a classic
off
of the Born to Run album.
And when we talk about songs that really give you some emotion.
And take you back. This one really takes me back.
This is even on the top of his list of favorites.
Yeah, yeah. Thunder Road on WONY.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely, Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. You know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night.
Conversation while I get in and start. stumbling through. I was so distracted then, I didn't have it straight in my head. I didn't have my face on yet, or the role or the feet of where I was going with it all. I was suffering more than I let on. The tropic morning news was on. There's nothing stopping me now from saying all the painful parts I'd lie. Got to my feet feeling that I'd let you down. Wanted to say it slow and perfect, but it all somehow got switched around. Something went off on its own, my dumb automatic chit chat. It's not what I meant to say at all. There's no way you can attach me to that. Got up to seize the day with my head in my hands, feeling strange. All my thinking got mad and I caught myself talking myself off the ceiling. I was suffering more than I let on. The topic morning news was on. There's nothing stopping me now from saying all the painful parts I left. Oh, where in all the moments we had, oh, where's the break? You can stop and start an athlete's heart. How do I feel about it? I would love to have nothing to do with it. I would like to move on and be through with it.
This is WONY FM Oneonta. Good evening, everybody. This is Alumni Weekend here. Gene Falk, along with Joel Frank. Kim is here. Kim. And we have a new helper here because I really need help here at the board. We'll give a shout out for Lucas. He gave us, he was just absolutely phenomenal. And appreciate that. So next up, we have We have a song you picked, Joel. You want to talk a little bit about this?
Oh, yeah. You know, when I... it wasn't mic'd up before. Just wanted to make sure Lucas, we heard that Lucas
we gave a shout-out.
We gave a shout-out to Lucas, but we weren't mic'd up. So we're mic'd up now.
That's me again.
All mic'd up. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so, you know, when I get to the week before, a show, I'll listen to things, I'll hear things, and I'll say, gee, this is something I might want to play. And, you know, I'll get a much longer list than I'll ever be able to play. But this is a song that I remember listening to in the early 70s on AM radio. I had a transistor radio that I used to put under my pillow and listen to WABC or whatever the radio station was. And this was a group called the Five Stair